And our theme, Musicians Come and Play, there with Larry Rezavi wrapping up right there, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 375 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 14 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 46 degrees and a few peaks of sunshine once in a while here. So pretty nice morning here in central Minnesota. Well, we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring her in and say good morning to Miss Molly Busta. Molly, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much, Cy, for having me on your show again.
Uh-huh.
I've got nothing but rave reviews from me to you and from all my fans that listen to you as well. So thank you for all you're doing.
Oh, wonderful. And what's it like? Where are you at, Molly? Are you in at home in Ohio, or where are you today?
Yes, I am in Ohio. I have been here almost every day for the last year.
Oh.
With the exception of a few trips back to Onalaska, Wisconsin, which is now where my parents reside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how are they doing these days?
They are doing wonderful. Everyone asked that question. I'm very thankful that people are caring about them. But they have made it through this time staying very, very healthy. So I'm very happy for that. My dad is building a three-story treehouse. Yes, you heard me correctly. Three-story. He's got like a deck and everything. He's pretty proud of it.
Uh-huh.
And my mom, for the first time ever, has had some great time just to be the homemaker that she loves to be and the grandma from three doors down, you know. So they are really doing wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Yes. And we were all busy doing our thing up until a little over a year ago, and then this pandemic hit, and boy, did that throw us for a loop or what, huh?
Oh, my goodness. It really did. When Trump came on the news, I think it was March 11th, and, you know, it was saying how we're shutting our borders down and things like that, that's when I turned to Ted. I'm like, we have to do something. We're going to be taken off the road here. I can tell. I mean, it was still early on, so we didn't know for sure, but I just had a stinking suspicion this is really where it was going. And I said, people are going to be stuck, and in particular those that are in nursing homes. They won't be able to have visitors. I mean, some of this had already been kind of slightly alluded to. And without even a second of doubt, like, he was like, yes, we have to do something. And I started a YouTube channel back in 2015, only released two videos on it, did nothing. Then I had my little brother who lives in Minnesota nagging at me like every week, why don't you do something to your YouTube channel? I mean, I kid you not, this is going on forever. And so this is a perfect opportunity to really jumpstart our YouTube channel. So starting on March 12th, we did a video every day until mid-June. We released a brand new video of us performing at our home studio. And then on April 7th of 2020 is when we started our weekly Tuesday YouTube show that also went on Facebook. And now we're to a point where we consistently have 2,000 people watching us live.
Oh, my goodness.
And by the end of the week, 40,000 people will have viewed our video. And at one time, we called it Live on Tuesdays. And then our fans called it a Polka Tuesday. And then we actually changed the actual title to the Molly B Variety Show, because though we play plenty of polkas, we like to give a variety of music as well. Like this week, we have a bluegrass artist coming in. A few months ago, we had a Broadway musical artist come in. So, and then we like to play a variety of music. Yes, uh-huh. Polkas is our strength, but as you know, we just discussed, I like to sing country music. And we like to tap into all genres, so we're doing our best to give a variety. And for those that are not huge into polka music, this is a show they really, really enjoy. And they get good exposure to polka music, but it's not only polka music. And for those that do love polka music, I still believe it's enough of that. and enough true to the music that they grew up listening to that they're also entertained and come back week after week.
Well, I've seen a little bit of it. You know, I've just get a little bit of time to get at the computer, and I really have to be careful not to go on YouTube too often, because all of a sudden, 4 hours later, I'm still sitting there and I got nothing done. But
oh my goodness, isn't that the truth? Yeah.
It is so true. But you guys were so busy. I seen you and Ted out in parking lots and all sorts of things like that on YouTube. I mean, it was just amazing. You two are just amazing.
Well, thank you. So for those that don't know what he's referring to, the parking lot, it was 2 days before Ohio officially shut down for quarantine, and we decided we're going to get out there and do a polka drive-through.
Yes.
So we announced it only 1 hour before we started, because it was truly last minute. And we spray-painted a board that said polka drive-through, and then we drew these lines that were 6 feet away so people couldn't get close to us. They had a keep their car that far away. They rolled, they drove around the parking lot, rolled down their window, just like they placed their order. So they placed their order for a song, and then we play it for them. And then they go on their merry way, and the next person came through, and it wasn't anything like, oh, $5 for this song or $10. It was more so, we realized we are going into some low times here, and we need to keep people's spirits up, and this is a fun way to do it. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, what has suffered so much with all of this has been the polka dancing. People, I mean, they maybe can roll up the rug or push the table out of the way and dance at home to the music on their computer, but the socialization aspect has really suffered, hasn't it?
Oh, I wholeheartedly believe so. I mean, I think of all the couples that I know that are above the age 50, and this is what they did. So it kept them physically active. It kept them socially active. I mean, these are important parts of your health. And suddenly it was swept away from them. And I really felt for those that danced all the time. And,
yes.
And in addition, all these halls and promoters that had these events, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that was just completely shut off. You know, like Ted often describes it, you know, you had the faucet, it's just completely shut off, you know, nothing more is even dripping from it at this moment, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and that's probably enough about the depressing stuff, because hopefully we're on the way out of this. There is been some stuff happening out in North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa around us. We're hearing of some polka events, and some of the bands are starting to get out and play a little music, so we're hopeful that's a trend, that it's coming all over.
Yes, and if you look at our schedule online, which is mollyb.com, people are surprised, because they're assuming that we still have nothing but maybe 5 gigs coming up this year. We actually have 81.
Oh, my word.
Coming up just this year. We start May 1st to May 2nd, Wisconsin Dells.
Uh-huh.
And then we go down to Texas, and that starts on May 19th. And then we're down for Texas. We actually are down there all the way till June 6th. And then we come back up. We play Missouri. We play Illinois. We play South Dakota. And then come July, it is completely the regular schedule that we've always done. Because a lot of these places hire us back year after year. So we're talking Minnesota and Iowa and Pennsylvania and Ohio, you know, all over. So it feels like every gig that we had scheduled from 2021 has rebooked for 2021. But additionally, everything from spring of 2021 has also tried to push themselves into later this year. So we really are all over the nation, between Florida and Texas, California, Oregon and New York. I mean, just, and then everything in between.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
And everything's picking up.
Yeah.
So we just have to get through these first dances and see what they're like.
Exactly.
And it's interesting, because I have people contacting me that hired us for October and September, even June and July. And they're like, what's it like? I'm like, I can't tell you yet.
I can't
tell you how people are responding until May 1st actually happens.
That's right. That's right.
It'll be interesting. Yeah.
For sure. Well, Molly, I think if there's maybe one listener out there, that would be about the most that has never heard of Molly B. But for that one listener, if there is such a listener out there, can you take us back in time? How did you get started? Where were you born and raised, and how did you get started in music?
Yeah, I'd love to share all this with you. So I was born in Iowa, and at that time, my dad, Jim Busta, had the Jim Busta Band. Yeah,
uh-huh.
He started it right around the time I was born. So So I was around this music all my life, going to different festivals, started singing in his band when I was 3, not that I was a regular member yet or anything like that. But I love dancing. I love going to the festivals and dancing. I have 3 siblings, and my older brother, Chad, actually started playing drums in my dad's band at the age of 6. So as you see, this really became a family ordeal very early on. When I was 8 years old, I told my dad to throw my Yamaha keyboard with because I was going to play with his band. I just kind of said, this is the way it's going to be. I can't tell you for sure how loud the audio, you know, how loud my keyboard was, but I thought I was important. But moving forward, I started playing trumpet in the Jim Busta band when I was 11.
Uh-huh.
And it just, everything progressed from there. I started playing saxophone and clarinet and trombone. And then when I was 16, I decided I was going to do the Steve Moran and play trumpet in one hand and piano in the other. And so I started doing that. Then I started playing button accordion. I taught myself the button accordion for a birthday at one time just so I could keep, you know, just expanding my repertoire of instruments, shall we say. When I graduated from high school, which was in Spring Grove, Minnesota, a little Norwegian town, not too far from the Iowa nor Wisconsin border, when I graduated from there, I joined Carl Hartwick, so Carl the Country Dutchman, that time based out of Trempealeau, Wisconsin. And so I started traveling with his band, still playing in the Jim Busta band, while going to school for music at Luther College in Decorah, Iowa. After going to school 4 years there, I taught in a little town called Lanesboro, Minnesota, not too far from Spring Grove. Loved teaching there, loved it so much that I now had to go back and get my master's of education. And didn't even realize coming down the road, or coming down the pike, was Ted Lang and I coming together musically. And we had met in 1999 at the Milwaukee Polish Fest when I was there polka dancing. Did not realize in 2005 we were going to join forces on that New Year's Eve and completely make this beautiful music together. It was crazy how much we gelled on that first night. So Ted is from Ohio and had played with Marv Herzog, but I knew him from playing with Polish bands, everything from Polka Family to Toledo Polka Motion to Change of Pace, all these, you know, and Eddie B is another one that a lot of people know. So a lot of these big-name polka bands or Polish-style polka bands. So I had no idea we knew the same music. And we came together that night, and it really was neat. And he said, okay, we want you back. And that's where it began. Our first year, we did 8 gigs together. The next year, we did 16 gigs together. And then we changed our name to Squeezebox because it used to be called the Bratwurst Boys and I Wasn't a Boy. So we called ourselves Squeezebox, and that's when we released our first recording in 2007 called Squeeze Me. We released another one in 2009 called Freshly Squeezed. And then the next big thing in our careers was I got a call from RFE-TV based out of Omaha, Nebraska, asking me to be the host of the new polka show on RFE-TV. At that time, we said yes. And it's an hour-long show. When it first came on air, it was 2 different episodes that were re-aired throughout the week. So you actually could watch the Molly D. Polka Party 5 different times during the week on RFD-TV. As time has gone on, we've kept our times during prime time, so Wednesdays at 5:30 and Saturdays at 9 p.m. And the show is still airing today. However, I hate to break the news for those that don't know this. We haven't taped anything new with multiple bands since 2016. However, all the shows are still being aired, and I know people are watching it, and I'm glad we can bring that entertainment to so many people. Other things that came along the way, in 2013, Ted and I started our radio show on Sirius XM, Channel 147, and that airs every Sunday from 10 until noon. And that's been a fun journey as well. And moving forward, 2018 is when I was inducted to the, I was inducted to the International Polka Hall of Fame. That was the year that Clint Eastwood invited us to be part of his movie, The Mule. We were invited to write a song for the movie, perform our song, and I even got to dance with Clint Eastwood, and it was a wonderful scene in the movie. Then the following year is when Ted got inducted to the International Polka Hall of Fame. And that kind of brings us up to this last year of creating a name for ourselves on YouTube, and we know the journey's not over yet. We're looking forward to seeing where it all takes us.
Well, it was a year of getting to know one another. I have, you know, being in the food industry, we had so many people that had to stay home. There was no restaurants open or bars mm-hmm. to go to, no dances. And so they got reacquainted with their families, their spouses, and learned how to cook and all those sorts of things. And so it wasn't all bad, but, you know, it's a change of life is what you might say it was. It was just so different from what we knew as normal.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And I, you nailed it on the head right there as far as, like, I think that was the best part about all this is the home time, the family time, the meals, actually sitting down for a meal, having time for each other. And I hope everyone takes from this time those treasured moments and continues to make these treasured moments as life continues to get busy. But just remember what we were able to experience and never let that go and keep things in proper priority.
Absolutely. Well, Molly, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. It's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we're going to come back with you and talk about that brand new CD, if that's all right.
Wonderful.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Here's a great deal for you while supplies last. It's an after-Easter sale on spiral-cut hams, now just $2.99 per pound. Friday on April 16th and Saturday, April 17th, will be the next brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Knights of Columbus will be cooking and hosting this brat sale, weather permitting, and what a great job they've done over the years. Come out and enjoy a burger and fries and or a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee while supporting a very worthwhile cause. And I might just mention right now, the first brat sale in over a year was held yesterday. Friday was rained out because of all the rain, but yesterday the St. Joe Lions were out there and did a tremendous job. Oh, I had a couple of brats. They were so good again. It was like I hadn't eaten for over a year. I hadn't had a grilled brat anyway out in front of the meat market, and it was just tremendous. It was good. So come out this weekend and support the Knights of Columbus. Yeah, they do a really great job. The Brat of the Week series continues this week, and it's our smoked honey barbecue brats. Stop by this week and take 30 cents per pound off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. As always, for more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Molly, for being our guest on the program. You've been here before. You know how it works. We're going to send that meat package out to you and hope that you and Ted and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you in the past?
Oh, my goodness. I love it, love it, love it. I'm so excited to get it.
Uh-huh. Well, neat. That is so neat. Well, speaking of neat things, so you came about a country CD and recorded it, and I said you hit a home run with it. It is just amazing. So, so good. Tell us a little bit about it. First of all, how did you get the idea to do it, or how did this come about?
Okay, well, the idea actually has been in my mind for many, many years. When I say many years, we're talking almost 20 years. I released a CD back in 1999 called Molly B, A Song for Everyone. And that was my first attempt at a solo CD, followed by a Christmas CD. But in the back of my mind, I knew country is really what I wanted to do a whole CD of. And throughout my career, people have always said, wow, you really can sing country. I always think of you as a polka singer, but you really can sing country. I mean, that was a constant compliment that people would say to me. And very kind. Thank you for anyone out there listening had said that to me. But I also grew a love for it. I really did. I found that my voice did fit it well. I enjoyed the different songs. And I just like that classic sound, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like I said, so this idea has been spinning around for a long, long time. And then come 2017, it was just time to do another recording. It's time to kind of just take charge and make something happen. So I reached out to my friend in Branson, Missouri, that played on the 2016 Molly B. Christmas special. And that included a steel guitar player who also doubled in acoustic guitar. It included a drummer who is actually the grandson of the Blackwood family from the Blackwood Gospel Singers.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a keyboard player down there that also doubles in harmonica. So I reached out to them, particularly Bruce Hoffman, who's originally from Minnesota. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of the listeners know that name, Bruce Hoffman, now moved to Canada because that's where his wife is originally from. And gave Bruce my ideas. I told him what keys, I told him what songs, what tempo is my arrangement ideas. He did the rest. And I don't know if anybody can quite have the appreciation for that if you're not a musician. But let me tell you, that meant he completely took charge of this. I, you know, said, here, make it happen. And he did. Within a few months, he had recorded all the musicians that needed to be on the recording. He doubled himself up on probably 8 or 9 different instruments, wrote all the arrangements out, gave them to me, and was like, here, will this work? Yeah. So good. I'll never forget the first time I listened to it in my headphones, listening to the instrumental part. I was blown out of the water. Like, how good these instruments sounded. However, 2017 became a very, very busy year. Squeezebox had released another CD that was now hitting the shelves. I released another CD called Live, Molly B. Live. There was another CD by Gordy Prohaska and Little Fishman that I was the lead vocalist on. I mean, all these things were happening. So promotion of that and our gigs taking off again and all these things that I never got in the studio to record my vocals. So when it came to 2020 and being able to be here where we have a studio, I told Ted, I said, this is what I want to do. And he's completely on board. I said, I want you to add anything and everything that you think can make this recording better. And so what he did was added an accordion. And then I sang all the parts. He mixed it and mastered it. We released it, and it is my best-selling CD. It really is. And we're only, I don't know how many months into this. I mean, I just released it early, mid-November.
Yeah.
And it literally is flying off the shelves, and I'm so grateful that people are enjoying it. So much hard work went into it, and a lot of heart and soul went into it, too. So it's really neat that people are really gravitating to this, buying it for themselves, buying it for others. Yes, I'm super excited to have this recording out there. And for those that are listening, you can get this recording on mollieb.com. That's mollieb.com. And, ahead and purchase it. I hope you love it.
Perfect. You know, and looking at this, the list of songs, it's a classic country, old country. I have such a passion, too. There's so much crossover in music, so I'm a polka fan at heart. But everybody, you know, I give you the example or a similarity. So if money wasn't an object and you could have tenderloin steak every night, I think that probably after about several weeks, maybe a month it might take, but all of a sudden you would probably come up and say, can I just have a good hamburger, you know? Because that's the way humans are built. Well, in the same way, you know, we love our polka music, and you know, you love Carl and the Country Dutchman, or you love Jim Busta, or whatever the band might be, Whoopi John or whatever, but after hours of listening to it, you want something a little different, just because we're humans. And boy, this is the alternative. I mean, that old Hank Williams and Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson and those songs just resonate with us, and you do such a great job on singing those arrangements. I just really like it.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I really enjoy a lot of heart and soul in that recording.
Mm-hmm. You bet. So, well, we're gonna save time to play some of this great music here in just moments. So you mentioned the schedule that you guys are going to be active, getting going again. In the meantime, are you just warming up right now, rehearsing yet, still running the YouTube shows, just kind of biding your time till May?
Yeah. Well, yes to the first, not really the second, because we are so busy. I am not exaggerating when I say I work 60 to 80 hours a week. And it's everything from preparing contracts to preparing music for our YouTube show, because our YouTube show is 90 minutes, and we do not repeat songs unless they are requested. And if they are requested, we throw them in a medley. And for our non-musician friends out there, a medley is basically several songs together and you don't stop. Uh-huh. So it's just like one continuation song. So anyway, that's how we'll throw in maybe the beer braille polka. And heaven, there's no beer. She's too fat for me. And all those songs that we get requests for all the time. But the rest of the show literally is new songs. So it is a lot of prep work and a lot of ways of just racking our brain how to make the show better, how to attract new people, how to keep the fans still coming. Everything from having, you know, comedy segments to different guests on this show. So much time and effort, believe it or not, goes into that. And I'm just as busy now as I ever have been. But yeah, come May 1st, it's going to be, whoa, totally change of life, but it'll come. And like I keep telling people, I'll have to adapt. I mean, so weird how I've gotten used to this lifestyle. And believe it or not, I actually really, really enjoy this lifestyle. So it will be interesting to go back, but I know we'll be fine.
Uh-huh. Well, and we have to ask you, I mean, it was such a change of pace when all of a sudden you couldn't go someplace. Did you have to continue practicing to stay in shape? Obviously, when you're keeping that kind of a schedule, like you just mentioned before, what you'll be doing again, you're playing literally every day. So practicing becomes performing. But for over a year with no events, other than the YouTube things that you were doing, did you wind up sitting at home and actually practicing, or how did you stay in shape?
I just got this question via email, and I answered it as well. So basically, because of our Tuesday show, that has kept us in shape.
Okay.
I usually practice 1 or 2 days outside the show, and then play the show. But with the show being 90 minutes and preparing music for the 90-minute show, I find myself practicing more than I ever have because I have to have more time to practice. But, yeah, without the YouTube show, I don't know if I would be so inclined or enticed to practice. I'm one of those musicians, I put in so much time when I was younger. I easily put in 3 hours a day all the way from sixth grade all the way through college, and that was my, you know, really, really pushing it. And since then, it has been a lot of performing, so I feel like I'm learning new songs as we're on stage and performing, but this time has been a little different, given me more practice time, so yeah. Interesting question.
And you've done so well over the years. We've seen you surface. You mentioned Gordy Prohaska and the Little Fishermen.
Yeah.
Chris Kelchen and the Riverbend right. Dutchmen. You've been with them. Of course, Carl on recordings with him. There's been so yeah. many. And your voice is so recognizable. I mean, it's all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, that's Molly singing with this group. So it's been great.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. You mentioned CDs. I haven't done a count lately, but I know it's over 30 CDs that I've been on.
Oh, so my goodness.
It has been quite a few.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Molly, we've just about run out of time. I know I've asked you in the past, and I'm going to ask you again to share a special moment, maybe a memory, good, bad, or otherwise, maybe an award or just, you know, coming out to see Flat Tire on the vehicle, or who knows what? What have you got for us? Some special memory or moment that over your lifetime?
Yes. Well, I can't remember what I've shared with you in the past. So I'm going to give you one I don't think I've shared on your show yet. And that is August of 2018, a squadron of the Air Force flew a flag on their mission for me, and an American flag. And they were on a mission in the Middle East, and they brought it home for me and presented it to me in May of 2018 at the National Polka Festival in Ennis, Texas. And I so love our veterans and appreciate everything they've done. To this day, I can't quite understand why I was worthy of such an honor, but they just tell me that they appreciate what I've done to create happiness and joy and people and families and homes, and they wanted to do this for me. So that was a wonderful honor, and to some people it may be simple, but to me it really meant the world.
Oh my goodness, what a great special moment. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
You bet.
Thank you.
Well, with that, we're going to let you run, Molly. We encourage you to keep singing. You do such a great job of it. Who knows where the future will take us, but we encourage you to keep it going because we really do love it. And want you to have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you off the air here in just a moment.
Wow. wonderful. Thank you so much.
All righty. And there she goes, Molly Busta. Molly B., our 375th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 16 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Don't go away. We've got music coming up off of Molly's brand new country CD. You're going to love it. Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 375th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Molly Busta, our guest, and what a delightful guest. Oh, she is just the definition of excitement. So, so good. And yeah, you're going to love the country music that she does on this brand new CD. We're going to get right into that. The lead selection on it coming up first here, Lynn Anderson's Rose Garden, this one with Molly B. Molly Busta, yes, the Lynn Anderson song, Rose Garden. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, our temperature reading at 46 degrees here in central Minnesota. Put Molly to work on a Hank Williams tune, one called Cold, Cold Heart. Molly Busta. Molly Busta, an old Hank Williams tune there, one called Cold, Cold Heart. Taking us to 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 45 degrees here in central Minnesota as we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig. People, places, and planning fill Jeannie B's days as the Tons of Fun in 21 tour schedule is ready for anyone experiencing 2020 cabinitis. Fun-filled itineraries will take the Jeannie B's travelers throughout the USA. Highlights this year include the Fall Colors of the Ozarks, the Branson Holiday, including favorites like Daniel O'Donnell and the Presley family. Then there's Door County in Wisconsin, Cape Cod of the Midwest, Westward Ho, including the Medora Musical, Yellowstone, Grand Teton Parks, and the Black Hills. The Ark Encounter Creation Museum Experience, Sites of Duluth, and Bayfield, just to mention various places that are included in the 2021 schedule. Sites and Slots of Luck Tours travel Minnesota, Iowa, North and South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Touring hidden gems of these areas with lodging at area casinos are planned for each month. Call Jeannie B's Tours now if you're ready to try your luck. Then there's also going to be some casino sleepover tours happening monthly. The first of these leaves on April 28th and 29th, just a few short weeks away. Tons of Fun in 21 daycation tours are available for the one-day out tourists also. Musical performances like The Music Man at the Chanhassen, the Old Log Theater, the Jaspers Musical in Park Rapids, Minnesota. Contact Jeannie B at Jeannie B's Tours at 320- 845-1581 for tour information. You bet. And yeah, we visited with Jeannie last week, and she is just excited to be back on the bus and traveling. And of course, they are following all the protocols for the pandemic. So know that you can travel in confidence. Yes, Jeannie and the touring companies, they have gone through all the hoops to make sure that everything is safe. So look forward to traveling with Jeannie B's Tours. Once again, give Jeannie a call for any information or to make that reservation. Again, that's 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 45 degrees and overcast skies at the present time here in central Minnesota. Music continues with Molly B. Here's one. Merle Haggard had a big hit with this one, one called Silver Wings. Silver Wings, yes, great Merle Haggard tune there. And Molly's rendition, very, very nice. 29 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 46 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's another great old country tune recorded by so many over the years. I can think of Patsy Cline, Conway Twitty, Loretta Lynn. It's a great tune by Molly, one called Faded Love. Thank you. Great recording there of Faded Love. Molly Busta, Molly B with Faded Love. 25 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 46 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's one that Willie Nelson had a big hit on, one called Blue Skies, Molly Busta. Molly Busta with an old arrangement there by Willie Nelson, one called Blue Skies. As we're in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And Kevin, of course, sells those brand new Hustlers. Yes, the original zero-turn lawnmower, he's got plenty of them on hand right now. Just got another shipment in. I was out there the other day, and Kevin would love to put your name on one of those, so give him a call or stop on by. Always good to give him a call first. He's a busy guy, always putting in the family farm there, and so sometimes he's out in the fields, can't always be in the shop. So give him a call to make sure he wants to be there in the shop when you stop on by. Kevin, of course, accepts trades and does repair work on all makes and models, so he can sharpen your blades, change your belts, hoses, and lubricants. And yeah, like I said, if old Bessie's getting a little tired, he'll make you a sweet deal. Trade that old Bessie in and get you into a brand new Hustler. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. And new at Kevin's, this is really exciting. He's taken on the Eagle line of battery-powered equipment. So Eagle makes a weed trimmer. They make a hedge trimmer, a battery-packed blower. They make chainsaws, just a few of the various products, a self-propelled lawnmower, all battery-powered. And, I had a chance to try out that weed trimmer. Boy, what a powerful machine. And I am looking forward to getting one of those from Kevin, and you can too. Kevin is getting those in weekly now, equipment from Eagle. And it's a 56-volt lithium battery. Comes with a charger, and you can get the various packages from Kevin. So he's got a real nice catalog there. Eagle Power Beyond Belief product catalog. And you want to pick one of those up and look through the products and see what's going to fit your needs. Boy, that the weed trimmer that Kevin showed me with the power head, you just string the weed whip string through it and push the button, and it automatically wraps the twine into the power head. And all you have to do is, as you're trimming, you just tap the bottom of it like you would with any weed trimmer, and it automatically feeds the line. But over the years, I've had so much trouble trying to get that cord wrapped up properly. Usually it gets all balled up inside the head, and you have to stop and take it apart, and then it kind of melts together, and you know, it gets to be a problem. This power head here, it's just the cat's meow, and I've watched it work, and it's a really great product. So that's the Eagle line of power equipment there that Kevin has taken on alongside of the Hustler line. So check that out next chance you get at Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 19 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 46 our temperature here in Albany. Another great old country tune done by Molly. And gosh, who all did this one? Probably Ray Price, and a whole host of folks have recorded this one. It's a great number, one called Heartaches by the Number. Country music there, Molly B. off of her brand new country, Molly B. Country CD. And yes, if you're liking what you're hearing and you'd like to have one for yourself, we do have them available, sizemusic.com or at the St. Joe Meat Market. Stop on by. 16 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 46 degrees here in central Minnesota. Another great country tune, one called Could I Have This Dance? Molly Busta, Could I Have This Dance? Yes, one of the 16 great recordings on this CD. Here's another one you'll recognize, one called Have I Told You Lately That I Love You?
When the stars are shining in the
Beautiful country music there with Molly Bustoff of her brand new country CD. Very easy listening. Danceable music. It's good. Here's another great tune. It's an Eddie Arnold tune from Days Gone By, Make the World Go Away. Big hit for Eddie Arnold back in the days, Make the World Go Away. Molly Busta with her rendition. Here's another great song by Molly Busta, one called Heart to Heart Talk.
How foolish can you be to be ruled by each other? We had planned. Why don't you? go and break my heart. Don't say that we should part. This world is lonely. You leave me alone. So let's have a heart-to-heart talk. Let's have an arm-in-arm walk. My darling, let's try to see eye to eye. And let's have a heart-to-heart talk. And let's have a heart-to-heart talk.
Molly Busta, one called Heart-to-Heart Talk. Here on KASM, 4 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 48 degrees here in central Minnesota, and time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. And we're going to do that with a gospel tune. Molly put a couple of gospel tunes on this one, on this recording, and this one's called In the Garden. Beautiful rendition of In the Garden by Molly Busta. Molly B. wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. We're at 1 o'clock, and we have a temperature reading of 48 degrees here in central Minnesota.